Husky Signs. This is Audrey.
Good morning, Audrey. Is Cecilia there?
She is, but she's on another line. Would you like to hold for a minute, or can I leave her a message?
I can hold for a minute.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Your call is next. Your image is our business. We're Trustee Signs, your trusted source for a wide variety of signage, from small decals to large graphics for vehicles, buildings, and sites since 1951.
Good morning, this is Cecilia.
Hey Cecilia, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Just trying to circle back with you. We were in contact about a month ago, and I know you mentioned you're looking to bring on that digital printer for the next couple months.
You know, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm in, you know, happily things have really picked up, and I am going to do that, but I don't know when. And it won't be real soon. So do you guys do mostly, like, leases, or do you do, what do you do?
We do both. So it really depends, you know, what you get, your overall objective is. Some people like to lease because they kind of use equipment and then they update, you know, relatively quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people like to finance because they want to purchase and keep it outright. And I remember I made some notes on my last call that you already, you know, farm out the work. So, I mean, you still are making the money. That makes sense.
Right. And so that's, you know, that has worked well for us. It would be nice to have. It's just not a have to have right this minute.
Right, exactly.
Is that the only type of equipment you finance, or do you finance forklifts and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do any type of, I mean, equipment goes from computers, you know, software, all the way up to front-end loaders. You know, it's all sorts of equipment. So
you finance used equipment or just new?
We do both, new and used.
You do both.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to need to, and the reason I'm asking is one of my forklifts is not happy, and I may have to replace it, but I don't want to buy a new one.
Right.
So would I go out and find a used one and then talk to you about this?
We could do either or. So, like, it really depends, you know, like, how much are you looking to spend for the used forklift?
None. As little as possible. I don't want to spend anything on it. So I'm going to find a really low-cost one if I can.
Okay. Yeah, and that's fine. And that's, I didn't know if you had an amount in mind, because we could shoot for that and get you approved for that amount. That way, you could shop with confidence and know that we could approve you for that amount. Some business owners like to do that. Or, you could go find the piece if you have a quote for it, and then we could just get you approved, same day. If it's, we can get you, within an hour. Obviously it's going to be under $150,000, but generally we can get applications approved within an hour. So definitely an option there. If you're like at the dealer, you know, at the vendor, mm-hmm. you want to do it right away, we can do that. Mm-hmm. So.
And then, like, would we do, like, a monthly payment? Is that
mm-hmm.
how you do that? Okay. So
So
then you would pay the dealer or whoever it is that I'm buying it from. And,
correct.
And then I would pay you back monthly, just like a regular loan.
Yeah, think of it like your typical car loan. You know, it's set up on 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and we pay them off in full. And then, we pick up the note.
Okay.
So.
And then, what kind of interest rates are you?
Right, so they range. I mean, we have multiple programs, and they're generally what I've seen. They're in the low mid single digits, like around like 3 or 4. You know, on up depending on credit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you send me another email? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm worried that this is something that I'm going to have to take action on. So right. I won't know until like next week. Probably I have the guy coming out to look at it. But
okay.
If that's the case, then I'm going to have to take some action, whether I like it or not. So.
Right. I'm sorry. I know. With,
versus, you know, it's a have to have instead of a like to have. So
exactly.
Anyway, if you could do that for me, I would appreciate it, and then maybe we can look more specifically.
Okay, sounds good. I will go ahead and send over that email. The email address I had, yeah, Cecilia@Kreskia.com.
That's it, and it's Cecilia.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll send over that email. I'll send over like the list of documents we would need, like say you wanted to get approved beforehand, before the quote.
Right.
That way, yeah, whenever you're ready, we can pull the trigger. But what's been going on with it? You just been shutting down on you? Or?
No, it has a leak in its radiator, and we had it looked at, and we thought that we had it fixed, and it didn't. So we also found out that a new radiator, because it's so old, it's such an old machine, would cost over $2,000, and that seems so silly to spend $2,000 on something that's probably not worth $2,000. So,
right.
Anyway, it started leaking again, so I don't know if it can be fixed, but if
okay.
we can, we will. But if it won't, doesn't, then we'll have to do something else. So.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's tough. They start to fall apart on you like that. Everything goes wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's too bad, but it's earned its time in the junk pile.
Right.
A lot of files. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And
yeah, no problem.
If you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send that over to you. And when would be a good time to follow up with you so I'm not bugging you over there?
Probably not this week. Probably the end of next week.
End of next week? All righty.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.